Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories this Friday morning. The government has finalized the criteria for demarcation of different zones after May 3rd. It has said that all metro zones including Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata, Hyderabad, Bengaluru and Ahmedabad will be declared as red zones. The Ministry of Health based the list on factors such as number of cases, doubling rate, extent of testing and surveillance feedback. President Donald Trump on Thursday hinted at imposing tariffs on China but ruled out considering cancelling US debt obligations to the country as a punishment for the coronavirus. He said debt cancellation is a rough game and may harm the sanctity of the US currency. Several countries, including the US and its allies like Germany, Britain and Australia, are holding China responsible for the spread of coronavirus. There have been multiple voices in these countries on ways to seek compensation for the losses inflicted by the pandemic. Mukesh Ambani-led Reliance Industries Limited on Thursday recorded a 0.1% rise in consolidated profit at ₹39,880 crore in the year ended March 2020. The oil to telecom conglomerate had posted a profit of ₹39,837 crore in complete FY19. RIL recorded a rise in revenue of 5.4% at ₹6,59,205 crore in FY20, the company said. Maruti Suzuki India has reported zero monthly domestic sales for the first time ever in April as the country remained under lockdown to contain the spread of the coronavirus. The car maker suspended operations from March 22nd in line with orders from the government as India rushed to curb the spread of the virus. US President Donald Trump has said the World Health Organization should be ashamed of itself as he likened it to a public relations agency for China. The Trump administration has launched a probe into the role of WHO on coronavirus and has temporarily suspended the US's financial assistance to it. Economic lockdowns brought on by the coronavirus pandemic look set to cut global energy demand and carbon dioxide emissions by record amounts, the International Energy Agency has said. Global energy demand could slump by 6% in 2020 due to the restrictions placed on homes and industry in what would be the largest contraction in absolute terms on record, according to Paris-based IEA, which advises industrialized nations on energy. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now. Have a great weekend.